B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably gonna talk about it.
Come on, man. You know I only surf Transformer sites when there's girls around so they can see how cool I am.
Nerd Radio starts now.
Man, that Batman theme is so cool.
It's a good theme.
It's been, what, 30 years or so since that movie came out. Every time I hear it, I'm still like, yes.
Is that Danny Elfman doing
yes.
that too?
Yeah, it's Danny Elfman doing the original Michael Keaton Batman theme. Welcome to Nerd Radio. My name's Chuck Bean. I am joined by my co-host, as you already heard, Mr. James.
Hello.
And Al Beck.
Oh, wait, what is it?
Yeah. He's still monosyllabic Al Beck. I was hoping he'd be in a better mood this week.
Please. How long have we known each other, Chuck?
Yeah, well, some your moods go up and down, but barely up.
That's true.
More down than up.
Yeah. It's like the reverse of my weight. It's awesome.
Pizza's a hell of a drug, man.
Yes, it is.
Hell of a drug.
You're telling me.
We're back again for another week of the Nerd Radio podcast, which you can download on many web pages for many stations. But if you want to get to it the quickest, how do they do that, Al?
Nerdradio101.com.
That's right. And of course, you can watch us taping the podcast on Checkpoint XP's Twitch stream on Wednesday afternoons. And James, where can they find that?
That is right over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp.
Happy to be aboard with you guys again. We've got plenty to get to. Had a weekend full of wrestling. Had the DC fandom. And I've got a couple of stories that were a little too much to be believed that I saw in our prep service. So I'll be curious if you guys saw these stories, already talked about these stories, and what you have to say about them. Where would you guys like to... Oh, you know what? I know where I want to start. I want to apologize ahead of time.
We don't do that here.
No. As we sit here, I am 48 to 72 hours out from seeing New Mutants finally after 2 years, and I want to apologize for whatever catastrophe is about to occur this weekend. It's all my fault for wanting to see the stupid final X-Men related Fox movie.
Great.
So when Cthulhu rises from the Detroit River, we know who to blame.
When it's snowing. I mean, I went yesterday. I got my tickets for the drive-in. So that'll be a little bit safer than having to put on a hazmat suit.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Going to the drive-in.
Yeah, I'm going to be going to the drive-in. I'm going to be seeing it. And then I'm going to be going right home and renting Bill and Ted Video on demand.
Yeah, you so got your whole weekend planned out.
I do.
Every time I hear somebody reference the drive-in, I think of the band At the Drive-In.
At the Drive-In?
I'm always like, yeah, one arm scissor, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh no, not that.
You're
not
going
that.
To go watch a movie.
I wonder, especially at this point, if At the Drive-In is going to play any shows at the drive-in.
I feel like they probably aren't.
No.
I mean, they reunited at a bit of a tour. They were hitting some festival gigs, and I think they probably hate each other again.
So. Oh, well, that happens.
The two guys with the afros are bros, and I think everybody else is anti-bros.
I'm thankful that we haven't broken up like a band and then had to get back together.
Well, you know.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, you know. The hate's still brewing.
We're
still working on it.
We're still in that phase.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Al will be the first to go. he'll be the first levy that breaks.
I mean, we already have lost Jefferson.
Kind of, but it's not like he left in a huff.
No.
It's not like you and
Jefferson. No, his life just got good.
Right?
I'm assuming he had a job calling that paid
he had a job.
He got a good paying job. He's got a wife and a kid now. And,
yeah.
So. You know, he's
living the dream.
He is, absolutely.
Of some.
I'm living the dream. Living the nerd dream. Yeah. Working at a comic store part-time.
Yeah.
Hanging out with you guys talking about nerd stuff.
Here's the thing about dreams. Sometimes they're nightmares.
Mm. Well, that's true.
Very true.
Absolutely. So let's start with this weekend in wrestling, because this shouldn't take very long.
Thunderdome!
Yeah, we had NXT TakeOver 30 on Saturday, which was pretty good. And had they did that in the Performance Center.
Yes, they did.
They had a really good ladder match going on in there. I thought the women's match was really cool. And then Keith Lee losing to Karrion Kross.
Very disappointed in the results, but then I realized why.
Yeah, like 1 month after Keith Lee, you know, wins both
the
titles.
Champ.
Yeah, they had him lose, and it was like, well, that seems dumb.
All that work, all that buildup to him just to lose to this guy who has a woman lip sync a song during his entrance.
That entrance is going to be such fire when there are people in the crowd again.
Yeah.
We're going to be so hyped. No, we're going to be so hyped. Like when Aleister Black comes out and he's got that like.
Well, I enjoy his little rising coffin gag that he has.
Right.
That I enjoy, but just a chick coming out and.
What I was going to say is there's this segment of the crowd when Aleister Black's music hits. I don't even know the words because it's something like screamy.
Yeah.
So like, hold up, hold up. And people will scream along with it.
Wow, they know the lyrics, huh?
Yeah, people that know the words.
See, how soon till they change his theme, though?
Yeah, well.
This made me curious about something because I haven't watched a minute of wrestling.
Yeah.
Is obviously wrestlers have moves and things where they play to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like you said, this chick is lip syncing to her entrance mm-hmm. music. Is there any of that still going on? You know, like Hulk Hogan used to do the ear thing, you know, like let me hear. Like,
is there, like the people's elbow?
People's elbow. Like, is there any of that stuff that's like in
heavy
the
machinery
normal
with the worm?
Yeah.
They still have that stuff still going to exist.
Yeah.
And actually, the woman who sings
yeah.
is the valet to another wrestler.
Oh, gotcha.
She's
okay.
not
yeah.
even wrestling. Yeah. She's just like his valet. And she comes out and, like, I mean, she's a sexy woman, mm-hmm. you know, half
right.
naked singing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sure people find enjoyment in that. But for me, I'm like, get to the wrestling. I don't have time to watch all
right.
the sexy woman sing, lip sync.
I wonder how awkward that is, though, to do the fan service with no one there.
I'll tell you what, the first couple of weeks when they were in the performance center, there was a lot of playing to a crowd that wasn't there because it was before they had absolutely anybody in the stands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were honestly playing to the televised crowd, and they had to, you could tell a lot of wrestlers had to learn how to readjust
yeah.
playing to a crowd that's at TV at home that is not giving you anything back.
Because no
they're
feedback,
not there to, yeah, you get no feedback to know what's
yeah.
working and what's not.
It's like, oh God, what is his name? Harlan Williams did a stand-up special in the middle of the desert on the top of a plateau, no one around.
Oh, wow.
Oof. And so, like, there's no crowd to react to his jokes.
Right.
I never watched it, but, like, of all people, Harlan Williams, it's got to be.
Must have been a successful endeavor. Al hasn't even watched it. Yeah.
I think it's, like, a risky, interesting idea. I really should watch it to see how it went. I'm guessing it's really awkward. But anyway, not to interrupt.
No, not at all. You know how you get Al to watch that. You tell him it's an episode of MASH.
Yes.
And then you put it, he's slipping
it's,
in there.
The Lost Desert episode.
Turns out I've seen it 700 times already.
So, yeah, somehow you'd be like, wait, I have seen this.
Just
I know this.
By way of osmosis, I just know it.
He knows all the punchlines that Hot Lips Houlihan's mentioned in.
That's right, yeah.
The big thing about from Saturday, the big takeaway, though, is Pat McAfee really kind of doing pretty all right.
I think I was asleep by that point in time.
Yeah, Adam
then
Cole.
I might have woke up just in time to see Keith Lee go down.
Adam Cole and Pat McAfee, go back and watch that match because, I mean, Adam Cole was going to be great anyways, but Pat's got a couple of spots in there. You're like, whoa, he's been training and he's actually pretty good.
Really?
Which is always kind of fun when they get a celebrity in and they actually know some stuff.
What is his background? I don't even know what his background
is. He was a football punter.
Oh, he's a football punter.
And now he does podcasting and he's been, you know, kind of one of their backstage people.
Because I know people were like, he'd be a great commentator or whatever. I'm like, I don't know who the heck this guy is.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him. I thought he was just like some scrub on the internet who was like trolling WWE and like, you know what?
Sure.
Let's get this guy in the ring so our wrestlers can beat him up. And
yeah, let's let Adam Cole
make him famous.
Beat the crap out of him for calling him short.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam Cole is short.
It's true.
He's a wee little man.
Taking it back to the nerd stuff and the gaming stuff, though, once we got to SummerSlam, during the pre-show, Zelina Vega was doing an interview with her clients Andrade and Angel Garza
mm-hmm.
and was wearing an outfit. She's cosplayed on her Instagram before
yes.
and everything, but she was wearing an outfit as Sombra from Overwatch.
Oh, really?
And I remember seeing it before I confirmed that it was Sombra, and I was like, I haven't played Overwatch in forever, but that's totally an Overwatch character. Like, she's got the haircut going, and she's got the jacket and everything like that. And then they zoomed in, and she had this this chain with the emblem on it, the little skull, the little sugar skull. And, like, she is cosplaying an Overwatch character.
Yeah, I know she's bigger into the gaming world in terms of wrestlers than gaming, too, because she's always on up, down, down. I think she might even hold some sort of a title or some sort of a winning title of some sort of contest that they've had. And I know she streams on Twitch. She's been bringing some of her storylines from the WWE onto her Twitch streams. Because who is she feuding with?
Bianca Belair.
Yeah, so Bianca Belair like busted into her house in the middle of a Twitch stream.
Broke into her house in the middle of a Twitch stream and beat her up.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool to extend the brand that way.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Keep it going.
Yeah.
But then we had SummerSlam on Sunday, which was dubbed You'll Never See It Coming. That was the tagline for it. And the only thing I didn't see coming was the end, really.
Same here.
Yeah.
So it was true. That is exactly true how they ended it.
Everything else was kind of eh. Mm. But once you got to see the big dog, the return of Roman Reigns.
Mm.
He's been gone for pretty much since COVID started because he's immunocompromised. And
oh, gotcha.
He's also, his wife just gave birth to two baby girls, so he didn't want to take the risk of catching anything and then bringing it back home. and finally making his return in the WWE Thunderdome. Yeah. What'd you think of the SummerSlam, James?
Yeah, it was just okay. It wasn't, yeah. You know, you've seen better pay-per-views, but, you know, overall, you know, like, it was just okay. It was exciting. This is probably the first time I've been excited to see Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Anytime Roman Reigns is coming, I'm like, oh, Roman, I'm going to go get a snack.
Right.
The big dog time is going to come and talk about, this is his yard. I get it. But it's exciting to see him come in. I was actually surprised at the end because I didn't think anybody who hasn't seen it yet, spoiler alert, I didn't think The Fiend was going to beat Braun Strowman.
No,
so I was surprised at that. And then Roman Reigns came out. I was like, oh, okay. That was kind of a cool ending. But I don't like The Fiend with the belt. I feel like you've put yourself in a corner now. So every match is either going to be, you know, The Fiend is going to do The Fiend stuff with everybody. Right. Or there's going to be some weird tripped out video wrestling match. And I'm like, I don't want to watch. You know, Vince McMahon's acid trip, you know, in documentary form.
At least we didn't have to watch a match all under the red light. At least they stopped doing that BS.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not a big fan of The Fiend with the title. I like it more when Bray Wyatt uses The Fiend character to exact vengeance on people that have wronged him over the years. That's 100%. That's kind of the most fun part. I was more surprised that we got no Alexa Bliss during that match. I really thought there was going to be shenanigans with Alexa Bliss, and then it was just over. But I think any of the any of our qualms about it are going to be probably answered in about 3 days when we do another pay-per-view on the network.
And I thought that was weird, too, that all of a sudden they have back-to-back pay-per-view weeks.
That's like, dumb to do it like a week later. But we also found out on Sunday that Keith Lee moving up to Raw, which is very cool.
Cool for him.
Yeah. I was telling Amy, at this point in my life, as I watch wrestling, I am more impressed with the guys the size of Keith Lee or Otis that can keep up with everybody because they're like,
are we talking?
We're talking 3 to 4 bills, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But like Keith Lee is amazing because he's just this big dude that also does moonsaults off the top rope.
Oh, wow.
And the fact that you've got to be a cardio machine to move like that at that weight and keep up with the little, you know, 205 guys.
Bring back the Vader bomb.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Vader's another one that's back in the day that like would do moonsaults and you're like, what is that huge man doing on top of the top rope?
Somebody get that man down before he hurts himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas he had, what was his name? Rikishi would just sit on
him. Oh, yeah. Yep.
The stink face.
Yeah. Yep. Gotta get pink eye that way.
Yeah.
It wasn't all good news in the WWE Thunderdome. I don't know if you've seen this, James, but the last couple of shows, I don't think Friday was safe, but on Sunday, somebody snuck into their video stream, hashtag Fire Velveteen Dream, for stuff that came out about a month ago.
I saw an article. I didn't see it live on the air.
But yeah, I didn't catch it either.
Came up. I know there was also some other offensive things, some sort of KKK reference of some sort was put on screen, and then it also claims that there was a picture of Chris Benoit.
Yeah, somebody took a picture of Chris Benoit and put it in their Zoom call.
Yeah, so what they're doing, Al, in the Thunderdome, what they did is they rented out a whole arena. They're now no longer doing WWE stuff like in the training center. It's a big arena like it usually is.
Sure.
But they've taken all the seats and they've replaced it with giant LED screens. So if you see a wrestler in the screen in the ring behind him, instead of seeing a crowd, you see a bunch of Zoom camera squares.
Oh, yep. So you can be there, sort of.
Yeah, like people can apply to be in there. And so what people were doing, they were on this party to be watching wrestling and to be in the crowd, and they're taking advantage of that and putting inappropriate things up.
Gotcha.
Which, I mean, I can't really slight them for it because I would probably do something similar. I just wouldn't do stuff like that offensive.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I would like to believe that there is a line you would not cross.
Exactly.
When it comes to that
both,
kind of
both
thing.
The lines that were crossed, I would not be a part of that. And yeah. I'm not up on the Velveteen Dream stuff. You can fill me in with that off the air, but
yeah.
Because I like the Velveteen Dream. Man.
Yeah, well, it's like Velveteen Dream and Matt Riddle were part of that thing about a month or two ago where a whole bunch of wrestlers were called out for being inappropriate.
Yeah, I know Matt Riddle had said like it was his ex-girlfriend, it was a past relationship, she was like crazy, so I kind of get Matt Riddle. Like I'm still on the Bro Stallion side. But now I got to look into Velveteen Dream.
I can fill you in off the air about Velveteen Dream. It ain't pretty.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how long they actually can continue to allow the fans to be on Zoom for this kind of thing. I mean, you think eventually them being on Fox for Friday nights and USA for Monday nights. Like, we probably expected, I think we even said it last week, that somebody was going to put their donger on.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't been a wiener
like
on
that.
There yet. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So it's going to be a matter of whoever they've got that's supposed to be watching these, you know, 300 Zoom call.
They're using that technology from Silicon Valley.
They're going to have to get even more people.
Hot dog?
To be
not hot dog.
Hot dog?
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's going to be interesting to see how long this lasts because people are trolls in general, it seems, and they are double trolls on the internet. So
I have to say that I really appreciate that when we do record this on Twitch on Wednesdays, that the group that we've got in our chat right now, all of you guys have never been inappropriate in the chat, thankfully.
Except for that goddamn Jay Moore.
Yeah, well, you know, you and Jay
Moore. He's on waivers.
And that doesn't give you free rein to be inappropriate either. I just want to put that out there. I'm keeping an eye on you. All right, let's take a short break and we'll come back. Also this weekend was DC Fandome, where we got to find out about a whole bunch of TV.
Thundernomes and Fandomes.
And Fandomes, yeah. In fact, that's why I called this week's web episode on Checkpoint XP, Nerd Radio Underground in the Checkpoint XP Cyberdome, because everything's a dome now.
Dude, Cyberdome. That sounds sweet. You battle in the Cyberdome.
In the Cyberdome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hi, this is Billy West, your old pal.
And this is Philip J. Fry, you know, 25-year-old pizza delivery boy. And I was sitting here listening to Nerd Radio.
It's real cool. You don't know anything about radio. Listen to me. I was a radio guy, and I know better than you. Kip, alert the men. I've made it with a woman. On Nerd Radio?
I still love that line.
Billy West, man. Yeah. What a dude.
That's cool. That's a good little liner from him.
Yep. And that was the interview, too, where I forgot his name during
the interview. Yeah, remembered that, too, and I was debating whether or not to bring it up.
No, go ahead. Yeah. I have to live with it for the rest of my life. That was probably possibly one of my most...
He was gracious about it,
He was
though.
Super he gracious was like, about it.
Thank you for your time, Willie East. I really appreciate you sitting down. Oh, your name is Billy West?
Yeah, no, you could go back in the archives and hear it. I was Willie like, East. I'm here with a voice acting legend, and then there's this awkward pause as we locked eyes, and he's like, Billy West? I'm like, yes, exactly.
It's nothing. I mean, you got to appreciate calling someone a legend to their face and then immediately forgetting their name also to their face.
Idea. Well, that's when you just reintroduce yourself. It's like, sorry, I'm moonlighting as a normal Nerd Radio podcast reporter, but I'm really a superhero that goes by the name of Senility.
That would explain everything if I'd had that years ago.
Yeah.
And superpowers, I forget everything.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio. My name is Chuck Bean, not Senility, joined by...
That would actually be kind of a fun bit, almost like a Sacha Baron Cohen type of thing, where you interview people as Senility, but you don't. They're not in on the joke.
That's
and you just keep forgetting the question.
You have like a button up with like a Senility shirt, and you're always like, I keep my costume underneath my clothes.
Oh, that would be
See,
pretty...
There's my logo. Be pretty put it back up.
Be so frustrated.
I thought you were going to go, it would be funny when you do interviews to purposely forget somebody's name every time.
Well, you would be doing that, but in the character.
Yeah, but you forget everything. Yeah. Like, you re-asked the same question they just answered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would really press the point home if you waited about three questions and then answered or asked the first question again.
So how did you get involved with Futurama, Mr. Willie East?
Yeah.
See, so there you go. Now you know what to do in a week or two when you... Welcome back to Nerd Radio. I am Chuck Bean, joined by Al Beck and James. Of course, find us on our social media all over the place at Nerd Radio 101. And make sure you follow us on YouTube as well. That's where you can check out the videos. So we talked last week very briefly about DC Fandome. It's basically Warner Brothers DC Comics version of Comic-Con this year. You know, a bunch of Zoom calls, a bunch of previews of stuff because they weren't at San Diego Comic-Con. Almost... an hour after we recorded, and I told you DC Fandome was going to be 24 hours that this past weekend, they decided they're going to do it again in September in a couple of weeks.
Wow. Hmm. Well, I feel like this one was a very big success.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just before they, you know, started revealing stuff, they were like, hey, guess what? We'll be back in September to do this. And we'll get into that in a couple of minutes. But they showed us a lot of video games and a lot of movies and television shows that we can look forward to. I'm curious to get your guys. I'm sure... Al, you've not watched any of these trailers.
No.
James, have you checked
anything
out? I've
watched The Batman.
Okay.
And was Suicide Squad also revealed? Because I think I watched it because John Cena posted it.
Yep.
And I've seen little bits and pieces of some of the video games. So,
all right. So from what you've seen and what you've heard, I'm curious to get your guys' take on these particular things. We'll start with The Batman, directed by Matt Reeves. Going to have Robert Pattinson as Batman and Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
Edward, the sparkly vampire, is going to be the Batman.
Yep. I'm okay with it. I mean, I don't necessarily, I can't think of examples of like him really showing his acting chops, but I can see the potential in some of the stuff I've seen. I have not seen the trailer yet, and I refuse to watch it, as I typically do. But I just keep reminding myself when I was originally upset, and I know I've mentioned this before, he is almost at that exact same level of Heath Ledger prior to Dark Knight.
Yeah.
It's just like, are you effing kidding me? That guy, the Knight's Tale, yep, is going to be the Joker? Are you out of your mind?
The 10 things I hate about the Joker.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I was so distraught over that. And he killed it. So, I mean, like that
broke
really...
Broke back Joker.
Yes, exactly. So, I don't know, man. I'm willing to give him a fair shake. And I really think he's got the potential to do it. And I've heard nothing but good things from people who have seen the trailer.
The trailer, I thought they did a great job of making this movie, making me excited and curious about the movie and wanting to see it.
Yeah. So, it used Nirvana's Something in the Way in the trailer, okay, which my sister was not cool with. I've been talking to her over text the last couple of weeks, and she's like, I hate it when they use one of our 90s grunge songs in a trailer because I don't like being like marketed to with those. And I'm like, I think it's great.
Yeah.
I love when that stuff happens.
Yeah. Yeah, whoever's in charge of that estate.
So what is the overall nerd reaction of the
people
trailer?
Are real excited about it. Yeah. Obviously, Zoe Kravitz is going to be the Catwoman. The villain looks like is going to be the Riddler. And I don't know. Did you play the second Arkham game, the Arkham City?
Yeah, I didn't get all that.
Because that had like
it.
The 300 Riddler trophy, so everyone's been making the joke of, you know, like the post credit scene is going to be Robert Pattinson find the other 297 of them or something like that after he's done with this movie.
Yeah.
But the way that he shows up in the trailer is like he's got like a trash bag over his head. He's not wearing, you know, a goofy green Riddler costume or anything like that. And I bring up the Arkham City game because that was the only other time that I remember them kind of trying to do a dark version of the Riddler, and I don't like that.
Mm.
Because, especially in Arkham City, like, when you do dark Riddler, he's just Jigsaw.
Oh, sure,
I can
yeah
see that, yeah.
And like, no, I appreciate a Riddler who is really only in it to outsmart Batman. He's not there to kill anybody or hurt anybody. You know, obviously, yeah, I'm going to rob a bank, and if somebody gets in the way, then you're going to get hurt.
I feel like you need that darkness, though, from the Riddler. You're going up against the Dark Knight, Batman!
When you say the Gotham Riddler was kind of dark?
He was. Didn't he murder his coworker because she didn't like him? And then he had to hide the body. That was his first murder, and he found a taste for it.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job on Gotham with him because he slowly fell into that darkness. He wasn't just like, I'm a dark, creepy guy. You know, you kind of liked him at first. You're like,
right.
Hey, yeah, he's almost a guy. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was a sympathetic character because you kind of felt bad for the dude.
Yeah,
because
nobody really pays attention to him at work. He's not scoring with the ladies. I can relate to a lot of that stuff.
Me too,
You know, and then he starts to murder. And I was like, ooh. Yeah, well, this is where our paths have diverged.
Completely diverged. Yes. He was the Lieutenant Barkley of Gotham.
Yes. The Murdoch.
Yeah. We also got to see the trailer for Wonder Woman 84, which is due out October the 2nd. I really like this trailer.
Yeah.
Did you?
I thought it looked pretty fun.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it, but I've seen the previous trailer. I think the Wonder Woman 84 movie looks great.
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to see it. I think they show us a little bit more of what's her face?
Kristen Wiig.
Not Chitara, because that's the chick from
Thundercats. No, just Cheetah.
Cheetah, okay.
Yeah, Kristen. You get to see Kristen Wiig as Cheetah, so CGI'd out, so she looks like Cheetah.
Sorry, I got Chitara in my brain because I was watching Thundercats on Hulu.
Yeah, I saw that. Somebody wasn't in the Manthong Discord. Somebody was like, "Hey, Thundercats is on Hulu."
Possibly.
And we were like,
"Oh yeah, what's it?" Might have been. Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, I just know it was put on my radar. It's like
the original Thundercats is on Hulu. In case anybody didn't know that, so you need that fix.
Thundercats. Whoa. I wonder, maybe I should check out the Wonder Woman trailer, because I don't know, I enjoyed Wonder Woman, but I don't, and I'm gonna see it. I don't care that much.
Like, yeah, and you know what? A little bit of a spoiler. It opens up with her using the lasso to essentially web swing from lightning bolts, and it's awesome. It looks so cool. I like that better than, like, sometimes Wonder Woman will fly, and obviously back in the day she had the invisible jet to explain that away. But I like the idea of her using the lasso and being so in tune with the gods that she can. She knows where a thunderbolt or a lightning bolt is about to hit, and she can grab it and swing.
That's pretty cool.
That was really cool looking. But yeah, that one's due out August the 2nd. The Batman is due out next year, in October, not August the 2nd, October 2nd. We also got to see that little bit of the Justice League Snyder Cut trailer.
Oh, I did see that part of that trailer too. My fiance was like, "You got to check out the Snyder Cut trailer." And I was like, "Oh, that's what Justice League could have been,
right?"
Oh, I wish they would have made that movie.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you guys about it, because I feel like all my favorite parts of the Justice League movie are probably the ones Joss Whedon stuck in there.
Oh, really?
And they're also saying that because it's going to be on HBO Max, they're going to make it a miniseries. It's
nice.
It's
going to
be four 1-hour episodes of the Snyder Cut of Justice League, which just feels like you're giving me more of something I didn't enjoy in the first place.
Oh, just for the record, I enjoyed Justice League.
Yeah.
But watching this trailer of the Snyder Cut, I was like, they just cranked it up to 11 on that movie.
Right. No, I feel like I ordered some food and it was bad. And I'm like, this wasn't good. And I sent it back and they gave me more of it. I didn't say I wanted more of
the
bad
food. Here's a gift certificate to our buffet.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, that's supposed to come out sometime next year. And fans seem to be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I want to see what he had in mind for the movie.
I think that I'll probably judge it a lot less harshly because I hadn't just dropped $15 to see it.
Yeah. Is it exclusively on HBO Max?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know that is absolutely... I tend to judge a movie much more harshly when I have to... I understand that New Mutants is not going to live up to the price tag I just paid for it, so...
Yeah, you never know. I think the trailers for the New Mutants is looking pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it, but I know that my expectations are impossibly high. We also got some video game news. Gotham Knights, a co-op adventure set kind of in the world of the Arkham games. Where you can play as either Nightwing, Red Hood, Robin, or Batgirl is going to be coming out next year.
Isn't Red Hood a villain?
Did
Red Hood start out as a hero and went villain? Or
Red Hood was, if I'm remembering correctly, originally in the Killing Joke. It's what the Joker was dressed as when he was dumped into the vat before he became the Joker. He was dressed as the Red Hood. Eventually, the Joker went on to beat one of the Robins to death. Jason Todd with a crowbar. Jason Todd was resurrected and took on the Red Hood moniker, and that's the Red Hood that you play in the games now. That is who the Red Hood is now.
Yeah.
A resurrected Robin.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a little more extreme. Actually uses firearms. And
ooh, like resurrected Robin banged the Punisher.
Kinda, yeah. It's supposed to be a co-op adventure. You're probably going to be fighting the Court of Owls and some of Batman's Rogues Gallery. And it seems like the other game that they announced too, the Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League game.
Kill the Justice League. That is a heck of a thing they're going to do in that game.
Yeah, that's going to be
what your goal is.
That's because that shows like four or five members of the Suicide Squad, and it feels like it's going to be another squad based kind of like a multiplayer game,
almost like what the Avengers is right now. But hopefully. Well, I can't say better because I think the Avengers game is good, but in the same vein,
yeah,
just different characters.
But they show in the trailer an evil Superman, and that gives you the impression that the Suicide Squad are actually going to be the good guys as far as this is concerned when they try and murder the Justice League. It's almost like Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe in video game form. Also, it really throws me in the trailer that Captain Boomerang has some kind of weird teleporting powers or some speed powers.
Oh, here goes like, Captain Boomerang. I don't know about that guy. What a weird name.
I'm like, he just throws boomerangs, right? I thought that was a shtick.
Beware the boomerang.
Well, James, you said you saw some of the Suicide Squad stuff online.
Yeah.
That is probably the thing I am the most excited for.
Dude, all these characters that they're putting in the movie. I'm like, what? These guys even, I didn't even know these guys existed in the world of comics.
Yeah, this is absolutely the idea behind like Suicide Squad of like, we're going to take a bunch of B-list villains and we're just going to make up a bunch of villains because the lifespan on any of these guys is not long for this world.
Mm-hmm.
But the cast for this movie is amazing. Even if James Gunn wasn't attached to this movie, I would go just to see the cast. Let me run this down for you. Margot Robbie is returning as Harley Quinn. So is Joel.
Hubba hubba.
Joel Kinnaman is going to be Rick Flagg again. Idris Elba will be a character called Bloodsport. Pete Davidson is going to be a character called Blackguard that I don't know. Jai Courtney returning as Captain Boomerang. Nathan Fillion is in this movie.
Nice.
As a character that's just called TDK, which I actually, most of these characters I had to look up because I'm like, I've never heard of this name before. And I don't remember what. I'm looking it up again right now. I don't remember what TDK was supposed to stand for, but there was a character in, hold on. Oh, the Detachable Kid.
All right. Okay.
Cool. His ability is that he can rip his own arms off and beat you with them.
Some of the abilities of some of the people that they have in here is perfect for James Gunn, especially knowing what he's done with Guardians of the Galaxy and those kind of characters. Like, I'm excited to see what he's doing with this band of misfit superhero, anti-hero characters.
I'm stoked to see Captain Mal, man.
Yeah. No, he was originally in Secret Origins number 46 way back in the day, tried to join the Legion of Superheroes in the future, and his name was Armfall Off Boy.
Armfall Off Boy. Cousin to Stretch Armstrong.
Right. Yeah.
I love the lack of effort in that name. I just it really speaks
Arm
to me.
Fall off boy. Michael Rooker's in this movie. Like you said, John Cena is playing a character called Peacemaker, which he said in the video is essentially Captain America, but a dick.
Okay.
So Sean Gunn will be in this movie, and David Dastmalchian is the Polka Dot Man. He was, give me a say, he's the guy from the Ant-Man and the Wasp movies that talks about the Baba Yaga in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Mm.
He was also in The Dark Knight. He's the one that Batman, he's one of Joker's thugs.
Okay.
That Batman captures. That's all crazy. Peter Capaldi is in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
The doctor.
Yeah. It's like, look at that cast, man. Holy crap. Like I said, even if James Gunn wasn't attached to this movie, I would be all about it. I would want to see it. So that's the Suicide Squad. I think we've got to wait till next year for that particular movie. Yeah, it says August 6th. 2001.
Well, I'm hyped. I'm ready for it already.
2001.
Hopefully COVID doesn't push it back later.
Yeah, they announced that there will be an Aquaman sequel. They're working on a Shazam sequel. The Rock was there to talk about the Black Adam movie, even though they didn't have any. They haven't shot anything. I don't think they even have a script for it. And Neil Gaiman talked about the Sandman Netflix show that we're supposed to be getting, saying that sounds much like The Boys and Preacher. They're going to be kind of bringing it forward, because those comics originally came out in the 90s before, you know, cell phones and the internet, stuff like that. So the events will take place somewhat like they did in the book, but they will take place in the now times instead of then.
Yeah. What's the Sandman's, like, so I know Sandman from Marvel as Spider-Man's enemy. What's Sandman in the DC universe?
In the DC universe, specifically in the DC Vertigo universe, when Neil Gaiman took over, Sandman was the king of dreams.
Okay, so he's more of like the Sandman, like in your like a Freddy Krueger-esque kind of bad guy?
He's not a bad guy, though.
Oh, he's a good
guy. He's just the king of dreams.
Oh, okay.
And he has a whole family of, like, Death is one of his younger sister.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being the Grim Reaper, it's this cute goth girl.
Oh, okay.
That comes to, you know, pick you up when you die and take you on to the next part of
makes
the afterlife.
Makes that a little more pleasant. If I got a hot goth chick driving me somewhere. I'm
exactly.
Touché. Yeah, I never got around to reading Sandman, but I know someone we used to work with, a web guy we used to work with, loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Old neighbor, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was into that.
Yeah, he loved that.
Yeah, my old neighbor, and we had the same last name.
Yes, you do. Exactly once.
Small world.
Yep.
Yeah, Neil Gaiman's fantastic. Honestly, like all his stuff that he writes is very fairy tale like.
Mm-hmm.
But like Good Omens, the thing that was on Amazon, that was based on a book that he'd written.
Oh, interesting.
So
well, thanks for the update on Sandman. Because when I hear Sandman, I'm like, this is another man who's made out of sand.
Nope. Nope. It's Mr. Sandman from the old 50s.
Mr. Sandman,
bring me a dream.
You know what? While we're talking about DC stuff too, I forgot to tell you the other weekend I finally caught Birds of Prey as soon as it hit HBO Max.
Yeah,
that was I was over the weekend. I pulled it up because I was looking for something to watch.
Did you hate it as much as the whole world hated it?
I really didn't.
I liked it too. I thought it was good.
It was really fun.
I think what they're setting up would be very cool.
I can understand, much like was Iron Man 3 the one with the Mandarin?
Yes.
Yeah. Or was it not Iron Man 2?
I believe it was 3.
It was Iron Man 3. I can understand anybody that saw the characters like Black Canary or Cassandra Cain, who was one of the Batgirls, and was like, that's not right. Because they're drastically different than the character you would have read in the comic books.
Ah, okay.
But I thought it was a really fun movie.
Yeah, I think it was good. I enjoyed the movie, and I think what they're doing to set up for other movies with the Birds of Prey, I think they did a good job.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, that above and beyond the fact that Margot Robbie is an attractive woman, I think she's really good at Harley Quinn. I think it's fascinating that we have two actresses doing Harley Quinn, one in animation and Margot Robbie, and both of them are different, but both exactly what you would want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it Kaylee Cuoco on the animated?
The animated show. Yeah.
Penny.
Yep. But both of them are, like I said, both of them are absolutely fantastic in the role. Both of them are absolutely nailing it.
Yeah, good casting.
Looking forward to seeing what else the DC fandom is in a couple of weeks on Saturday. And I'm thinking that because this was all movies and TV shows,
This is going to be actual comic stuff?
Actual comic stuff is probably going to be in a couple weeks. They probably, I brought this up last week, the fact that they just had to fire a bunch of people and cancel a bunch of books in a couple of months. Maybe they decided, maybe we'll push the comic book stuff back a couple weeks.
Right.
Maybe it's not a great time to be celebrating our comic
Let
division.
Let people calm down, relax after, you know, Hawkman has been moved to the streaming network or whatever.
Poor Hawkman.
I was going to mention
Hawkman. I'm going to bombard the fandom.
Oh, you know what? That's what I was going to mention. The Shazam, is it the Shazam? No, the Black Adam movie. That was one of the things The Rock had said, is that they're going to introduce the Justice Society of America, and Hawkman's a part of that.
Is he?
So you might get to see Hawkman on the big screen.
I wonder
screen.
Who's going to play Hawkman.
I don't know.
I don't know a damn thing about Hawkman. I like making fun of him because his name's Hawkman.
Right.
I can only imagine half man, half hawk.
Well, now you know
he's
about...
He's savage.
He's got really long toenails.
Now you know about Arms Fall Off Boy.
Yeah, Arms Fall Off Boy, yeah. A.K.A. TDK.
Who wins in a fight between Hawkman and Arms Fall Off Boy? Hawkman dives down, grabs his arms, and they just fall right off. Yep. Now he's got no arms.
Now he's just an arm.
But he can beat the hawk senseless as he's...
With the arms that are falling off.
That would be a wild battle. I just blew my mind with that, Al. Because I'm picturing a hawk flying away, giant hawk.
God damn it, stop
with
that!
With a man's face. He's got the arms in his claws.
My arms. And then the arms start punching him.
My arms!
He's on the ground just going, ha-ha! And his arms are doing this.
Yeah, he's got one arm punching him, the other arm's giving him the middle finger. You realize those arms fall off, boy, did you?
Well, DC, once again... taking the comic book store by storm this week, because we get the first issue of Batman 3 Jokers, which I've got right here for you. Jeff Johns, Jason Fabok. This is a...
I'm sorry, who?
Jason Fabok.
Oh, I thought I heard a different one.
No, you did not.
I was like, my goodness. Chuck Bean. No, I wouldn't.
Look, I when I call in DMX, it's intentional. I'm not going to accidentally do it.
I was like, my goodness.
But this is a story 4 years in the making.
Well, I hope it's good then.
4 years ago is when, Al, you were collecting Justice League, and it was revealed to the Batman that there was not one Joker when he asked the chair? The new gods have this chair that has all the information.
The boom tube or whatever. Yeah, right. I can't remember what the chair was called, though.
But he asked the chair, what is the Joker's real name? And the chair said...
a person that's like a chair? Or
it is literally a chair.
It's a chair. It's literally a chair.
Like, so the thing there's, my ass is in right now.
Yeah.
Batman had a conversation with it. Chair of the gods.
There is a... I think his name's Orion. There's a new god that rides around in this chair, and the chair has all the knowledge of the entire universe in it.
I need to write this down because I'm going to write my own little story, but instead of a chair, it's going to be a toilet.
Yeah.
The toilet of knowledge. Right. Drink from the toilet of knowledge.
So Batman sits on this chair in a Justice League issue 4 years ago and says, what's the Joker's real name? And the chair says, which one?
Ah.
And ever since then, people were like, what? What?
Oh, my God, there's more than one Joker!
This book probably would have come out about a year ago, except that Jeff Johns was busy doing Doomsday Clock, the Watchmen DC crossover, and that took an extra year to get out. But we're finally at the first issue of three of Batman 3 Jokers. Let me tell you.
I do really like Jeff Johns, so...
I did grab one of these just in case you wanted it.
Yes,
for you.
Please.
But what I wanted to bring up for you guys, definitely make sure if you're interested in this, because now you get to find out that there are three different Jokers responsible for different things that have happened to the Batman family. Now they're all working together. When you go to your comic store, try and see if you can get yourself one of these.
Ooh.
It's a little promo piece that they've got going on here. I'll toss these over to you like Gambit.
Ah! In my blind spot.
But there's a little promo piece that's a playing card that's got Joker on one side as the Jack of Spades and Batman on the other side as the, I don't know, Bat of Spades.
The Bitch of Spades.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really... There are five covers to this book.
Wow. Which one's going for the most money on eBay right now?
Well, there's a 1 in 25 cover that's going for stupid amounts of money.
Oh, what's it look like?
This is just the regular cover. I think it's black and white, or maybe it's got this green lettering all over it. I'm not sure. But, there's this one. There's one that's just the Batman's face, and then there's the three different Jokers. This is the one with the crowbar, obviously.
I like it. Is that the crowbar that killed Robin?
Yep. Yep.
R.I.P.
Yeah, so it's even for it's $6.99. Because it's extra thick, but it's neat. I read it last night. It's really, really neat.
$6.99 and extra thick, huh?
Yep.
It's like going shopping at the meat market. You want that extra thick cut.
As always, I encourage you guys to check out Comic Shop Locator, find the comic book store near you. And if you're into the Batman or the Joker, this is the big story. I mean, they're doing another Joker story in the main books right now called Joker War, and that's where the new Harley, the punchline character, is in. She's not in this particular book, but this is going to be the big one right here for this year.
The big, thick one for the year.
All right, we're going to reset and see if I can't get big and thick out of James's head and come back with some more Nerd Radio. What has Nintendo done to Mario's nipples?
Oh, no.
And Fall Guys.
Get him pierced.
Getting announced just this morning as one of the most downloaded games. We'll cover that and more next on Nerd Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Nerd Radio.
I won nothing. So I won absolutely nothing. There's no prize to win here. We're all losers. I wish I could remember what we were talking about.
It doesn't matter.
I just remember it being a really funny bit, and I wanted to immortalize it.
Yeah, what did happen with that? I think it was some sort of a game.
Yeah.
You're trying to come up with a game with me and Alan. I think me and Alan just... did not respond completely. The way you expected us to respond.
Completely derailed. It was before I realized that was the formula for the show, mm-hmm. is to present you guys stuff and then wait for you to...
Alan James derail Chuck Bean.
Make it dirty. We are back with more Nerd Radio. Follow us on social media at Nerd Radio 101. Also, find us online.
That's right. You want all of them this time?
If you want.
Sure. All right. WRF.com in Detroit. Also, Rock 92.9 Rocks in Boston. That's .com. 96K Rock in Fort Myers.
You should have just gave the one.
Streamlined at nerdradio101.com.
And, of course, Wednesdays, you could find us on Checkpoint XP's Twitch stream, recording our podcast. Where's that, James?
It's twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
All right, so there's always stories that I will see that I have to save for Nerd Radio because I know that I feel like I get a rise out of James at the very least about it. So a few years back, Super Mario Odyssey came out on the Nintendo Switch. I don't know if you've played that on your Switch
yet. I have not. It's been recommended to me by the Checkpoint XP National Radio Show guys.
Yep.
But I have not. I've been strictly Mario Party and Mario Kart because those are the two games that can get my fiance to play against me.
It's a good Mario game as far as, you know, every Nintendo system's got to have a Mario game of some sort. And it's 3D Mario and it's done really well. One of the joys of it is that you can buy different costumes for Mario to run around in, which is pretty cool. There's a beach level, so you can buy Mario just in...
Mario Manthong?
No. He's just in some shorts. Just some beach shorts.
Get with it, Nintendo. Manthongs are in.
Right. But
Rokini just came out.
When you could get Mario in his beach shorts, you found out that Mario did have nipples.
He did have nipples.
That he had these little round circles where his nipples would be. Okay. And that was, you know, it wasn't too detailed.
Well, good, because, I mean, most men have nipples.
He's a cartoon-ish character, so, you know, it wasn't too detailed. But Mario's got nipples, as a man would. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Nintendo of America tweeted out, "Stay cool, Mario," and they tweeted this picture out, and Mario's nipples were gone.
What happened to his nipples?
Oh, no!
They have removed Mario's nipples.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Give the man back his nipples!
Mario has had a mastectomy and had his nipples removed, courtesy of Nintendo of Europe.
Actually. All of the hard work this Italian plumber has put into saving the Mushroom Kingdom, and they take away his nipples?
He's not allowed his nipples, man.
What is Princess Peach going to play with for foreplay? nothing clamps and nothing to clamp them onto.
Right.
This is a travesty against video games.
I love that the internet has decided, because it's always... Princess Peach is always getting kidnapped by Bowser, and Mario's always never saving her. I love that the internet has decided that actually Bowser and Princess Peach just got something going on the side.
Oh, it's probably another cuckold situation, like with Cyclops, Wolverine, and Jean Grey.
Yeah, could be.
You know, Mario needs Bowser the Bull to come in and do the work that he can't do, because he's got no nipples! His nipples are gone!
And then they had the latest new Super Mario where you could get the crown that turned Toad into Princess Toadstool. So people immediately made fan art and cosplay of Bowser as a princess.
Oh, Princess Bowser.
Nice. Right, exactly. It was a gender-changing crown.
Hmm.
But yeah, so Mario's missing his nipples. That's a little upsetting.
Sorry, Mario. I don't know why the creators decide to.
I don't know, man. A little upsetting? If someone took your nipples, I think it'd be incredibly upsetting. I think you're downplaying it, Chuck.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't get a lot of use out of them, but I would notice they were gone.
They're there mostly for aesthetics, because you know, it would look weird without nipples.
Probably.
You know?
Probably.
Be like without eyebrows. My God.
Yeah, can you picture that? What would you rather lose, your nipples or your eyebrows?
Eyebrows.
Not nipples.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me? The eyebrows keep the water out of your eyes. It stops the water.
Yeah, you know what else does? It keeps the water out of your eyes, too. I could just wipe your wrist across your forehead.
I don't want to be a freak.
They sell headbands. The eyebrows will grow back eventually. Your nipples aren't growing back.
I'll look like Kane. I don't care. No eyebrows. It's fine. While we're talking about the Nintendo Switch, I saw this a couple of weeks ago and forgot to bring it up last week. A book called A Traveler at the Gates of Wisdom. It's supposed to be a historical novel by an Irish author called John Boyne. Has a recipe in it that he pulled directly out of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Is recipes in this game?
Yes. Yeah. In Breath of the Wild, you can, because you pick up, you know, mushrooms and you pick up different berries and all sorts of stuff. And then in the towns, there will be a little cooking pot. You can throw a bunch of stuff in the cooking pot and make food.
Because, so now it's like Fallout.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Breath of the Wild is very much like Fallout or Skyrim, but it's very enjoyable, too. I sunk so many hours into it. Everybody I know, if you look in your friends list, everybody who's ever played it has sunk at least 100 plus hours in.
Oh, wow. Maybe I shouldn't buy that one. I'll lose 100 hours of my life.
Right.
I guarantee they'd lose me in 12 minutes.
I was like, what? I got to cook my own food in this video game? Heck no. I order a pizza for dinner every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not far from the truth.
But in the book, he recommends in this thing putting a spicy pepper together with four Highland shrooms and a red Lizulfos, which is one of the monsters, because when you kill monsters, parts of them will drop off, and you cook those, and you can cook an Octorok steak.
How many Highland shrooms in that recipe?
Four.
There could be only one.
No, they're not Highlander shrooms. They're Highland shrooms.
Oh, gotcha.
You eat the one left standing after they've been chopped to pieces.
Right, exactly. Have you guys heard of the Ninja Museum?
Yeah.
Did you know there was a Ninja Museum?
I did not.
I didn't until this may be the story that you're about to talk about.
Probably, because I saw this on Friday. So there's a Ninja Museum in Japan that has the history of a particular clan of ninja, and police were called...
Is it the Foot Clan?
It's not the Foot Clan. No. It's the Iga Ryu Clan. Police were called to the museum in the middle of the day because somebody stole about $9,000 out of their safe at the Ninja Museum.
Well, there was a ninja not on duty watching. Or the most powerful ninja of all snuck in and took $9,000.
It's got to be another clan, right? It's the Foot Clan?
Oh, yeah, maybe it is the Foot Clan.
The Foot Clan broke into the Ninja Museum?
This is how we make our name. Shredder's like, this is how we make our name, boys. We take out the Ninja Museum.
I mean, do ninjas have a lot of work these days? So maybe they're just bored.
Probably not.
And they got to attack their ninja museums. I know it is funny because I remember seeing that story too, and it was like 1 million yen, but then you do the conversion.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's like $9,000 or something.
Right,
like
exactly.
That.
Yeah, because I don't think they use decimal points.
No.
Like they have a dollar coin is like a 100 yen coin.
Yeah.
Ninja Museum. Breaking in the Ninja Museum. You'd think the Ninja Museum would have better security than that.
Well,
here's
the thing, too, though. It's the Ninja Museum, not the dojo. Like,
oh, true.
We're just here. It's a guy who looks like me as the security guard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that hard to get past.
I picture you in, like, a ninja outfit, though, even as a security guard.
Yeah.
Skin tight, black,
like,
morph suit.
Like Beverly Hills Ninja. Yeah.
I was about to bring up Beverly Hills Ninja. Yeah. There's another story I saw a couple of weeks ago over on Kotaku. Israel is testing out tanks that use Xbox controllers to pilot them.
Ooh.
You're still in the tank,
but
you're using an Xbox controller to move the tank around. This seems like an awful idea.
Oh, well, wait till you see those tanks do wheelies or whatever else.
like Rocket League. Yeah. This tank starts shooting soccer goals.
People start hacking the tank technology to make it do crazy
things. So when's the military going to recruit 13-year-olds that are really good at Xbox
to just drive the tanks?
Take out their enemies. We have an army of 13-year-old gamers.
Dude,
don't mess with us.
If they go drone controlled by someone with a gamer skill set,
Yeah. You know? It could be bad news for whoever they're going up against.
Right.
What country is this?
Israel.
Just when you thought things couldn't get worse.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's big trouble.
What happens if your batteries go out while you're driving your tank, man?
Well, I hope you got a backup pair. Should be like me. I have 8 AA batteries on hold, ready to go at any moment.
I always I always use the 2 AA batteries for the Xbox 360 controllers. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I got the rechargeables. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool, except the rechargeables just die. Just out, die, yep, out, not die, like, after a few years.
Bloop, bloop. Battery low. Oh, yeah. You mean you can't even recharge?
Yeah, like, yeah, they won't even recharge. Yeah. Then I ended up going back to just, like, I'm just going to put the AA's in here. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah. Also, the Fall Guys, which we've talked about many times on this show.
Yeah.
New fun game. As of when I was driving in this morning, a UK gamer site says that it is the most downloaded game on PlayStation Plus.
Wow. Which, well, it helps when they give it away for free.
It does. Absolutely.
On the PlayStation, the game is free. Right now. So anybody who wants to play Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, if you have a PS4, you can go download it. If you're a PS Plus member, you can get it for free. But, I mean, the game's fun. It's getting a lot of press.
Oh, it's a blast.
It's all over. Tim the Tap Man couldn't get a win, and he was doing huge numbers on his stream. People coming to watch him try to get that versus crown. It's a fun little, it's a new spin on a Battle Royale style game.
I watched a couple of my favorite wrestlers. Dakota Kai plays it on her Twitch stream. I've seen a couple of different wrestlers playing on it. I think Xavier Woods was playing it and having a great time.
Got to get in their lobby. It's a game, though, I'm kind of conflicted. I'm like, do I enjoy this game or do I not enjoy this game? Because I will rage like an SOB.
Yeah, I will get angry when it doesn't go my way, but then, like, I'm over it very quickly because you can get right back into the next one.
Exactly.
Which I appreciate very much. Do you know have you seen that there's hackers in Fall Guys?
I've heard a little bit about it. I've read a couple stories, but it's just... Why you gotta hack Fall Guys?
Right, of all things.
Come on, like, is that important?
Why you gotta cheat at Fall Guys? Yeah. But somebody was sharing videos on Twitch or on Twitter, excuse me, of what you're supposed to do when you find out you have a hacker on your team. It's usually fairly obvious because they're like
flying
around the map faster than anybody else can. But one of the videos showed it was one of the, like, soccer matches. And it's like the minute the yellow team realized they had a hacker on their team, they just started putting the ball in the blue thing.
Oh, just
to throw the game to get rid of the hacker. And that seems to be what a lot of people are doing. Once
that would be hard for me to do. I gotta throw this match in the soccer ball game. I don't like to throw the match.
But do you really want to win with a cheater?
I'd rather send why not?
I'd rather send
that hacker a nasty DM.
I want to make that cheater rage out. He cheated and he still lost, and it's my fault.
But you
would
be able
like,
to see him rage out. That's the thing.
No,
if you're connected, like you're on like a party, you'd be like, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to throw this match. Cheat, son of a bitch.
Also, there's a new Netflix docuseries that I've been taking in the last couple of days called High Score. Have you guys heard about this?
I saw that on there. I haven't watched any of it, though.
It's got the same narrator as The Toys That Made Us. So,
okay.
And I think it may be the same people putting it together, but it kind of covers... the history of video games from like the 70s to the 90s.
Nice.
It's about 6 episodes each episode. The first episode is about the Atari and the beginning of video games. There's an episode about fighting games and esports. There's an episode about the first person shooter and how that came about, about the Sega Genesis coming together. It's a lot of fun to watch. It's got some cool like chiptune music in it, and it's got some like 8-bit kind of graphics that go
very
in between
cool.
stuff when they recreate things that they're talking to different people about. They do leave some stuff out. Like when they were talking about when Nintendo took over with the Nintendo Entertainment System, they did not mention whatsoever the Sega Master System, which was the competing 8-bit system at the time.
Oh,
I didn't even know
that
existed.
Sega. Yeah.
Well, the only reason I know that is because that was where I went. Everybody else got a Nintendo, and I got a Sega Master System because...
What the heck did you play on a Sega Master?
It had Rampage on it, which looked cooler than it did on the Nintendo. Like,
did
it looked,
you get all three of the...
Yes.
You got the werewolf, too?
Yep. Oh. It had it looked way cooler than it did on the Nintendo.
Did they cover the 3DO?
They did not.
Oh, damn it.
They did not cover the 3DO. They also didn't talk about the fact... There's an episode about role-playing games, about the beginnings of the role-playing games and how originally with computer games it was all text-based adventures and how it, you know, eventually evolves into Skyrim. And they talked about Final Fantasy, but they didn't talk about, like, Dragon Warrior.
Really?
Which I feel like we wouldn't have had Final Fantasy if Dragon Warrior hadn't have been a thing.
Yeah, I remember that on the NES.
Yeah, because I know I played Dragon Warrior way before I played Final Fantasy. But it is a lot of fun. If you're a hardcore gamer and you know a lot of the history of it, then like you're going to be like, why aren't they talking about this? They talk about the ET game. They even informed me on some stuff. There was a thing, hold on here, in the first episode when they were talking about Atari. Before the Atari 2600, there was something called the Fairchild Channel F, which is like the first cartridge-based home console. And it just did, like, it never got off the ground.
That was before like the Intellivision stuff?
The Intellivision and the Atari 2600.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's another thing, too. Like, they do this whole episode about the Atari 2600, but they do not mention the Intellivision or the ColecoVision, which were the big competitors at the time.
Because my friend growing up across the street, they had an Intellivision. They would play that.
I loved the Intellivision. It's always funny to me when you get the big competing systems throughout the years, which the one that typically doesn't do well is almost always the one that looks better or feels like it's, I don't know, more cerebral, more intelligent. Because the Intellivision, instead of just having the controller and the button, had like the number pad on it. So they had a whole bunch of buttons for you to play with. But I recommend it. I just finished it up last night before I came in, and it was very fun. You'll learn a couple of things. You'll see a bunch of stuff, especially if you're an 80s gamer like me. You'll see a bunch of stuff like, man, I remember arcades looked like that.
Yeah, a little trip down nostalgia lane.
Right, or you'll see, you know, like, oh, man, I remember when Toys R Us looked like that. That was awesome.
I miss the old school Toys R Us.
Yeah, with the aisle with just the papers that you'd take out and then take to the big...
They'd have like glass. A list of pictures of the games. You have to flip it over to see the back, and then pull the little ticket out, and then go to the cashier and ring it up. And then you have to take your receipt and that over to the other little desk, and then they'd go in the back and actually give you the game. It was a process to buy a video game.
It absolutely was. Absolutely. It's always funny to me to see how much those games were, too. Like the episode about the Genesis talked about, one of the first things they did when they localized it here to America was drop it from, I think it was like $189 to $159. I'm like, $189 for a Sega Genesis?
Yeah, for a system. That's
and then realizing that I paid like $300 for a Sega Saturn in like 1998 or whatever that was. So yeah, check out High Score over on Netflix. Very fun stuff. And we've got fun stuff to talk about next week too. I've still got a whole bunch of notes that we can get to. Once again, I apologize for whatever catastrophe is about to happen this weekend so that I can't see New Mutants and Bill and Ted. But sorry, it's my fault.
Good luck.
Thank you guys for hanging out for some Nerd Radio. Let me talk some nerd stuff to you. Do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we go?
No.
I'm doing this again, are we?
Yeah.
Ooh, a different response.
I got him to say yeah.
You got him to say a different, right, cool. different response.
If I get him to do this enough, then I can just make an Albeck soundboard.
Yeah. Well, Albeck.
No, yes. I'm hungry. MASH!
Jay Moore says hi.
Yeah, Jay Moore says hi. He loves you.
The only way he knows how.
All right, follow us on social media at Nerd Radio 101 and meet us back here for more Nerd Radio next week. I'll let you guys know how the Bill and Ted movie was.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, that's Wayne's World.
Spoilers.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
See you later, nerds.
The future's stupid, guys. I'm sorry, but it is.
I have spoken.
Man, I am an old man playing with the technology going, where did this go? How do I do this?
How do you turn on that Nintendo machine?
Oh, my goodness. We got multiple Jeffs in here. Jay Gons.
It's all Jeff you guys. Fest.
Jeff Fest.
You know, Angry Jeff, along with Jay Gons, they're members of the Detroit Gamers.
Jeff Fest happens a couple months after Alcon.
For those of you keeping track at home.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.